Hi, I'm Lisa Belair. I broadcast on Not Another Koori Show here at 3CR Community Radio in Melbourne. This year I was invited to be a part of the Beyond the Bars broadcast at Dame Phyllis Frost Reception Centre. I was really thrilled to be a part of this process. I was also a little bit apprehensive. The main point of the broadcast was to enable both our women and our men to be given a voice, particularly during such a significant cultural event such as NAIDOC Week. It was a little bit hard because there were restrictions about what could be said and what couldn't be said. In spite of that, you'll hear laughter. You'll also get a glimpse of what it's like to be on the inside. I guess it was a relief for me to be able to walk outside of the reception centre, you know, after the broadcast. But the women and both the men are always in my heart, so thank you.
Hi, I'm Dylan McGuinness. I'm a broadcaster with Community Radio 3CR and have been for 28 years. Why I like going to Port Phillip and broadcasting in there is to make the people in there feel part of NAIDOC Week. Being in prison doesn't mean that they're not going to be part of NAIDOC Week. We should make them a part of this community always.
Hello, this is Ross Morgan. I'm from the Living Free show on 3CR, and we talk about living free from addiction and alcoholism. Yeah, it's really good to be a part of going into the prisons and really passing a message, and that's what it's all about, just passing a message like our ancestors did for thousands of years. Pretty soon it clicks and people start listening and saying, yeah, well, that sounds all right, let's do it. If you hear it, it somehow sinks in and you know, we're about passing the message of freedom.
Yeah, well, my name's Lester Green. I'm part of the team with Ross Morgan on the Living Free show on 3CR. It was a privilege to go out to Port Phillip Prison. The last couple of years I've been out there now and thoroughly enjoyed the show. Just to talk to the guys and just let them know that I suppose there's friends that really do care about them. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Yeah, have to keep doing it for a number of years to come.
Yeah, hi, my name's Johnny Mack and I do the Koori Youth Show and the Koori Survivor Show at 3CR and I like being a part of the NAIDOC broadcast at Port Phillip Prison, mainly because it gives me an opportunity to go in and see my cousins. It's a bit selfish, I know, but I get to go in there, say hello, have a buzz with them and that. Yeah, it's usually a good way to put out their concerns within the justice system, I suppose, and how they see prison life and how they can go about changing their ways and getting out of that circle. It also gives them an opportunity to be part of NAIDOC Week as well.
G'day, my name's Kutcher Edwards. To me, these broadcasts mean so much, not only to the prisoners, but to the community as a whole. The community gets to hear from the men and women inside and what they have to say during this special time of the year, NAIDOC Week. As we found out, there's a lot of heartache and a lot of pain, not only when people are in prisons, but when they get out and they have to face community again. These programs are not only in depth, but they are heartfelt. So I'm here to introduce this CD, Beyond the Bars, highlights from both of the prison broadcasts. I'd just like to thank the inmates for their input into this CD, and as you'll hear, they're very sincere and genuine messages that were coming out of both prisons. So sit back and listen to what the men and women have to say about being away from community. And you'll understand why we do these broadcasts, and why we give them the opportunity to say what they want during NAIDOC Week.